Pop-up. Emisija o popularnoj kulturi na O-radiju. Pop-up.
Kao što su Laste i Visipabe možda neki vesnici proleće, tako smo Marko i ja, evo, vesnici leta.
Ne, ja bih pre rekao da smo mi smo vesnici utorka najgoreg dana u nedelji, ali mi smo tu da ga popravimo. Znaš zašto je utorak najgori dan u nedelji? To je najbolja teorija ikada.
Zašto ne? Ne znam za to teoriju.
Daleko je, mislim, vikend je prošao, imaš tu depresiju od vikenda koja te udara ponedeljkom, međutim, utorak je i toliko daleko od narednog vikenda. Srijeda, tu si već na pola nedelje, ali zato je utorak najgori dan u nedelji.
Ali dobro. Eto, leto je danas, tako da nije toliko loše.
Ma nije loše, današnji utorak je super i naravno kad vidim šta smo mi sve pripremili, naravno da će biti super.
Tako puno je, hoćemo intervjua da kažemo našim slušalcima šta smo za njih spremili.
Imamo intervju sa Masked Wolfom, pravo iz Australije ovde na O-radio. Ja sam razgovarao sa mladim novosadskim glumcima Anđelom Pićidar i Aljošom Đidićem. Oni su izneli predstavu Peggy u srcu, koja je premijerno izvedena prošle nedelje u Studentskom kulturnom centru Novi Sad, a najavit ćemo i festival pomirenja koji se ovog vikenda održava u Kreativnom distriktu ili ti u narodu poznatijem kao Kineska četvrt. Puno toga interesantnog u današnjem pop-upu, puno gostiju i puno odlične muzike. Something to say, butterfly effect from the last 3 days now. Maybe if I had something to save, I used to have a soul until I threw it away. There are shadows on the wall, wish I would've ran. Yeah. Gotta get away, I hope you understand. I try to hide my face like a wanted man. Yeah. Maybe I'll be gone before you count to 10. I made up my mind this evening. I'm taking the last. Drink while my conscience eats me. I'm taking the last. I'm ready to let you go. I'm ready to let you go. I'm ready to let you go. This time is the last. This time is the last. Maybe if we went another way. I wouldn't be regretting the decisions that I made. I don't wanna spend another day looking for somebody that I know I can replace.
This year, you're coming to Europe and you're coming to the Exit Festival as a headliner. How does it feel? Are you excited?
I'm excited to perform in Europe, to be honest. I was never a big traveler before, astronaut in the ocean. So for me, just being able to go anywhere, you know, Serbia, Romania was the first place I went in Europe. It's just exciting to be able to perform to different cultures and people that are fans of my music.
So what are your expectations from the Exit Festivals, and what can the fans, the public, expect from you?
Energy. Big energy. big energy, man. I'm someone that likes to perform my verses live, and I like, you know, people being able to hear me, not, you know, backing vocals in a verse all the time, like me actually rapping live. So I think energy is my number one thing, and also like seeing Masked Wolf in his truest form on the stage.
I want to talk about the Astronaut in the Ocean. I mean, it's a huge hit. I mean, it wasn't at the time when it was originally released, but at that time, did you like think this song could be a hit? It has like the elements of a hit song.
Never. I didn't even think it had any elements of a hit song at all. I just thought it was a cool song. That's it. So for me, like when I wrote it and when I came up with the idea, I was like, yeah, it's a cool idea. But I mean, at that time, you know, you're thinking, you know, the hit songs come from Drake, they come from Justin Bieber, they come from all these big names. How am I, the kid from Australia, just going to make a hit song, you know? But the tribe has spoken, as they say, the people speak, not you. So I guess everyone loves the song, or mostly everyone. And I'm grateful for it.
How do you feel like being amongst all those people that have those huge hits, like you mentioned, I don't know, Justin Bieber or whoever?
Yeah. How do I feel? I feel like there's more work to do. I feel like we live in a world where it's still hard, very hard to write a hit song, but it has become a lot easier because of social media as well. And when things take trends or waves, you know, they can't be stopped when they go into that form. But for me, it's just about continuing to release songs constantly and consistently, and just like, I guess, still showing what Masked Wolf is and who I am, not just, you know, Astronaut in the Ocean.
Yeah, I understand. But that song exploded, I think, last year. It was all over TikTok. How do you see TikTok today in the music business? Like, is that a new kind of platform for music to be, like, you know?
I think it's the best platform for a song that deserves to break out. It's very, I've always said that being a musician, whether it's a singer, a rapper, whatever it may be, is one of the hardest industries to break out from. And same as, you know, trying to be an actor, it's just a very hard grind. And I think TikTok is a very big blessing for things like that, because basically 90 to 95% of the population are on TikTok. So your viewership and people that may not be looking for you, they just stumble upon you, it increases, and that's what you need in this world at the moment. So yeah, it's TikTok's a blessing in disguise for every musician.
And what do you think generally about social media? How important it is for an artist to be active on social media? Because today we live in a digital world, basically.
I personally hate social media in general. Like, I'm not saying I hate TikTok as an app, or I hate Instagram as an app, but I hate how social media actually makes us less social. Because, you know, I might SMS someone or text message someone on Facebook, but I'm not really talking to them face to face. I think it's very ironic that the social media word or phrase makes us less social, because we're not getting out there and actually speaking to people in their face. But from a point of work, business, making yourself known, or the chance of, you know, getting your song out there and stuff like that, I think, as I said, it's a blessing. But for me, I focus more on writing and putting out songs rather than my social media. I'd say my social media is my weakest point, to be honest, just because it's not really who I am.
What you know about rolling down in the deep? When your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze. When these people talk too much, put that shit in slow motion. Yeah, I feel like an astronaut in the ocean. Ay, what you know about rolling down in the deep? When your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze. When these people talk too much, put that shit in slow motion. Yeah, I feel like an astronaut in the ocean. She say that I'm cool.
That's right.
I'm like, yeah, that's true.
That's true.
I believe in G-O-D, don't believe in T-H-O-T. She keep playing me dumb, I'm a player for fun. Y'all don't really know my mental, let me give you the picture like stencil. Falling out in a drought, no flow, rain wasn't pouring down. See, that pain was all around, see, my mode was kinda lounge. Didn't know which way to turn, flow was cool, but I still felt burned. Energy up, you can feel my surge, I'ma kill everything like this purge.
Let's just get this straight for a second. I'ma work, even if I don't get paid for progression. I'ma get it. Everything that I do is electric. I'ma keep it in a motion, keep it moving like kinetic. Put this shit in a frame, better know I don't blame everything that I say. Man, I seen you deflate. Let me elevate. This ain't a prank. Have you walking on a plane? Both hands together, God, let me pray. I been going right around, call that relay. Pass the baton, back in the mall, swimming in the pool, can't drink them all. Want a piece of this, a piece of mine, my piece of sign. Can you please read between the lines? My rhymes inclined to break your spine. They say that I'm so fine, you could never match my grind. Please do not waste my time. What you know about rolling down in the deep? When your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze. When these people talk too much, put that shit in slow motion. Yeah, I feel like an astronaut in the ocean. Ay, what you know about rolling down in the deep? When your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze. When these people talk too much, put that shit in slow motion. Yeah, I feel like an astronaut in the ocean.
Before the fame and everything, how was it there in Australia for you? Is it hard being a rapper there? Can you, for us Europeans, maybe say something about the Australian scene, rap scene? How was it for you?
When I first started, and even before Astro, it was very hard. I didn't perform once. I feel like Australia is a very, very hard place for rap and hip hop. There's only a few of us rappers or people that are in the hip hop scene that even break out internationally. Like literally me, Kid Laroi, and maybe like Chillin' It break out internationally, like to the scenes of like Europe and America, which if you think about it, you know, a 25 million population for just that amount of people, even though everyone's not an artist, it's very low. And me, you know, having a American hip hop sound wasn't really like valued a lot. I got a lot of hate for it when I was first, you know, trying to sound that way or having that influence because that's what I studied. But as I said before, man, music speaks, and if the ear likes it, people are gonna listen to it. And now finally, you know, there's people in Australia that, you know, dig my stuff, and there's some people that don't. That's just how the world works.
I want to talk about your name, Masked Wolf. Why did you choose that name, and what does it represent for you?
For me, it was just I guess because I was working full time, just doing the normal 9-to-5 job. I wasn't really happy with life. I was acting like everything was okay, so I kind of had the mask on my face, not showing my true self. But when I went to the studio to record music, it was kind of like the transformation happened. I turned into like the beast, or like the real me came out in my habitat, and I got like the thought of like a wolf, like the transformation, the full moon. So I just thought of Masked Wolf from that.
How hard it was for you? You mentioned you had like a job 9-to-5 and doing something that, as I understood, you weren't really happy with, and then trying to make it in the music business. How difficult that was for you?
Really difficult. It's not like the hours that's difficult. It's more like anything. You're working so hard to be known, but you're never getting seen. It's like someone who's training every day 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. to be a soccer player, but never getting to be able to play any soccer games to show their work off. And that's exactly how it is with like music. Like you can have a sick flow, you can have a sick beat, you can have a sick song, but if no one wants to play it on the radio and nobody's listening to it because they don't know who you are, it's kind of like you're doing art but not being able to show it to anyone. So for me, it was really hard. The mental struggle of it all was really hard. I mean, I did it for 15 years and then finally, you know, something cracked and Astronaut happened. But yeah, the mental struggle was the hardest part.
Do you have like some favorite rapper or, I don't know, someone who you look up to because of whom you entered the hip hop?
I wouldn't say, like, obviously Eminem was a big one, but he wasn't like, I never like listened to an artist and was like, I need to be a rapper now. It was never like that. I just wrote because I was drawn to it. My biggest three were G-Unit, Kanye West, Eminem. I was a big 50 Cent fan, first listening to music. Then I phased, and obviously Drake came onto the scene. But like writing-wise, towards like Astro and Speed Racer and Numb, I was listening to a lot of St. John, Lil Peep. Yeah, I get drawn into certain songs. I don't get drawn into artists. It's like if an artist makes one song that's just drawn to me, they might make another 19 that I don't like. So I'm usually drawn to like specific songs.
So after The Astronaut, you put out some singles, and did a collaboration with Bebe Rexha, the X Ambassadors. Most recently, Bring Me the Horizon. What can we expect from the Masked Wolf in some near future? Are there some new singles, new collaborations?
Yeah, I've got my next song coming out with a band, another band. After that, I've got two hip-hop artists on another track called Sailor on the Moon, which is the sequel to Astronaut in the Ocean. And then I've got a lot of other solo stuff out as well. So for me, it's not always about doing collabs, but it's always not always about doing solo stuff as well. Like if I get the opportunity, I'm going to do it. And I just want to still want to be different. I still don't want to fall into the I guess the hole of like following trends. I still want to have that Masked Wolf vibe about me.
And just one more question, like how does it feel? Like yesterday you were doing this 9-to-5 job and now you are doing songs with the X Ambassadors, Bring Me the Horizon. I mean, it's really a great success for you.
It feels like going to a theme park and having unlimited rides all day. It feels like being a kid and getting someone coming up to you and giving you a ticket and saying, you don't have to pay for anything. You can go on whatever rides you want and stop when you stop. That feeling is like, I'm going to have the best days of my life. And I always said to myself, like something was saying to me, in my 30s, something was going to happen for music. And I always say the difference between success is either you give up or you don't give up. And for me, I just kept going and going and going until something happened. And Astronaut in the Ocean was that something.
Masked Wolf, thank you so much for your time. I'm really happy for you that you made it.
Thank you.
Really.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to seeing you play at the Exit Festival.
Spit in my teeth, no, I'm not your daydream. I won't have your baby stop, cause you're killing my vibe.
Predstojećeg vikenda u Novom Sadu će biti organizovan festival pomirenja. Tokom tri dana u kreativnom distriku će biti organizovane tribine, filmske projekcije i koncerti sa jednim ciljem – negovanje kulture dijaloga u regionu. Opširni u prilogu koji je pripremio moj kolega Marko.
Festival pomirenja u fokusu će imati obnovu kulture u regionu, ali i uspostavljanje zajedničkog narativa o istoriji koja nas i dan danas prati. Kako navodi jedan od organizatora, dr. Vladimir Mihić, njihova namjera da se u neformalnoj atmosferi razgovara o ozbiljnim temama.
a publika će zajedno sa nama i sa gostima kroz te epizode prolaziti, davati svoje mišljenje, diskutovati s gostima. Gosti su različiti, dakle, od psihologa, sociologa, medijskih stručnjaka, režisera. Ono što se meni možda čini najinteresantnije, što treba se ja najviše radom, jesu dve stvari. Jedno je prikazivanje filma Muškarci ne plaču. Mislim da će to biti vrlo interesantna priča o ratnim veteranima u Bosni i razgovor posle toga sa dva ratna veterana, dakle režisere Malenom Drljevićem i Vladanom Belom iz Trauma centra. I druga stvar koja mislim da je jako važna, o kojoj se sigurno nije pričalo za njih 80 godina dovoljno, a to je priča o holokaustu na Romima u Drugom svjetskom ratu.
Festival se realizuje uz podršku Filozofskog fakulteta iz Novog Sada, koji je prepoznao ovu ideju kao priliku za promociju društveno-humanističkih nauka i njihovog značaja za zajednicu. Ideja za organizovanje ovog festivala postoji već duže vreme, a godina u kojoj Novi Sad nosi titulu Evropske prestonice kulture bila je odlična za njenu realizaciju.
Ideja je potekla u stvari još pre nego što je Novi Sad postao prestonica kulture, odnosno samoj kandidaturi smo razmišljali da napravimo neku priču o studentima iz regiona koji bi se našli i pričali o pomirenju, odnosno o različitim perspektivama ovih naših prethodnih sukob. Vremenom kada je Novi Sad postao predsjednik kulture zajedno sa fondacijom EPK smo tu ideju razvili da ona ne bude otvorena samo za studente, iako ona i dalje negde naše ideje, naša želja je da studenti budu negde u fokusu te priče, jer su sadašnji studenti su oni koji su rođeni posle svih naših ratova i nama je u stvari interesantna njihova perspektiva i toga kako oni vide danas suživot.
Prema njegovim rečima, ono što nama kao postkonfliktnom regionu fali je psihološka priča o pomirenju, koja vodi ka razumevanju i prihvatanju drugih.
I dalje imamo onaj problem da prihvatimo šta se u stvari desilo 90-ih kod nas i da nastavimo da živimo naš život i budućnost, da ne gledamo kroz šta ste vi nama činili 90-ih. Pokušamo da nađemo neku priču koju bismo mogli zajedno da prihvatimo i da krenemo dalje. Taj sledeći korak je ono što nam nekako i dalje, evo 27 godina nakon završetka rata u bivšoj Jugoslaviji ili 23 ako računamo i bombardovanje NATO, mi dalje ne možemo da krenemo dalje pričamo neke priče iz 90. godina kada ovi sadašnji studenti još nisu ni bili rođeni.
Svi programi na Festivalu pomirenja su besplatni, a za one koji ne budu u mogućnosti da ih isprate uživo, bit će omogućeni stream na zvaničnom YouTube kanalu. Festival je deo programa Distrikt Mira Evropske prestonice kulture koji se održava od 23. do 27. juna. Pored edukativnog programa, posetioce u kreativnom distriktu očekuju i koncerti grupa TBF, Helen Neyse i Zoster.
How long have you looked another one? I'm dreaming of us together. There's no way to prepare for burning, brutal rejection. I know it takes some time to feel the pain of losing a
kulturnom centru Novi Sad premijerno izvedena predstava Pege u srcu po tekstu Moše Berahe. To je jedini njegov sačuvani dramski tekst, a predstavu je iznela ekipa mladih novosadskih glumaca, naravno uz podršku i nekih starih kolega. Glavne uloge su imali Aljoša Đidić i Anđela Pećinar. Mladi novosadski glumci, oni su danas sa nama ovde na O radiju. Zdravo Anđela, zdravo Aljoša.
Zdravo.
Ćao.
Reditelj Milorad Milinković imao tu čast da postavi ovaj dramski tekst i režira celu predstavu. Pa kako je vama izgledao rad sa našim poznatim rediteljem?
Ja bih rekla da je on onako više sa strane mudro posmatrao stvari i onda govorio samo nekako odabrane indikacije, ali vrlo tačne.
Da, on je napravio zapravo dramatizaciju, jer Moša Beraha u toj drami koju on napisuje mnogo, mnogo više likova, pre svega u tom prvom delu koji se tiče logora, dok je Mile još uvijek u logoru, to je bilo preko 20 likova i onda je on to sažeo na četvoricu i bio je neka vrsta supervizora u toku procesa, a onda i sam izjavio da je Duša i srce predstave bio zapravo njegov asistent Sloba Branković, koji nas je vodio sve vreme kroz proces.
Eto, i sam si rekao da je nekako predstava podeljena u ta dva dela. Prvi deo gde je Mile u logoru i posle pratimo tu njegovu ljubavnu priču koja je zaista interesantna, nesvakidašnja, lepo postavljena. Pa reci mi, kako si se ti našao, kako si se ti tu snašao, pošto ipak si ti iznao tu predstavu, ti si, pojavljaš se i u oba dela, i u logoru i posle, vodiš tu celu priču, pa kakve su tebi razlike između ta dva dela predstave? Kako si se ti tu snašao?
Pa to je svakako uzbudljiv zadatak, da si sve vreme na sceni non stop, što meni nije prvi put. To smo radili često i na akademiji i u Srpskom narodnom, u Kafki sam takođe sve vreme na sceni, tako da već sam imao to iskustvo i iskreno to nekako je i zadatak velika, a od druge strane i nekako gušt za glumca, jer si sve vreme tu i nekako nosiš predstavu. Tako da zanimljivo je da u logoru smo mi muškarci, vode se totalno neke druge priče i o ratu i o tome koliko ćemo ostati tu, hoćemo li preživeti, šta se događa, ali negde Mileta sve vreme toga drži, ta nada da će možda opet sresti tu devojku. I onda kad krene priča o njoj i kad se pojavi na tom času glume, onda predstava dobija neku potpuno drugu atmosferu koju određuje ona, kao što je odredila atmosferu čitavog njegovog života. Njena pojava, njeno prisustvo ili odsustvo iz njegovog života njemu određuje i znači sve u životu.
Eto, Anđela, ti se pojavljaš u tom drugom delu predstave i nekako unosiš, eto kako je Aljoša rekao, neku totalno novu energiju u celu tu priču. Čini mi se da je dosta toga zavisilo na tebi, kako ćeš ti izneti taj lik i kako ćeš mu boju dati.
Da, i meni se čini. I svaki put zaista osjećam odgovornost u tom smislu da zaista kada uđem na vrata moram da promenim energiju i tok celokupne predstave, jer baš smo diskutovali o tome kako kada sama predstava počne, vi ne slutite da ćete za jedno 20 minuta gledati zapravo sasvim drugu priču. I onako to je vrlo, vrlo zanimljiv i neću da kažem težak zadatak, ali svakako je zadatak u kome ja uživam.
Nekih 20 minuta totalno jedna druga priča i onda jedna takva interesantna skroz ljubavna epopeja. Eto, oboje ste na početku svojih karijera, kako ste se, da li vam je palo teško da iznesete ovu predstavu sada? Ipak nekako se gleda da te glavne uloge nose glumci sa više iskustva, ali mislim da ste vi to ovde u potpunosti nadomestili, da se to nigde ne primeti.
Pa dobro, ja bih za Aljošu rekla da ima poprilično iskustva, za sebe bih rekla da još uvijek nisam ni diplomirala, to ona se istakne, ali ne znam, nekako sada nije bilo presudno tu iskustvo, nego više naš zajednički rad, koji je prosto mnogo toga olakšao i mnogo toga pružio. I onda nisam osjećala, bar ja lično, bilo kakvu vrstu ni presije, ni manjak iskustva, znanja. Čini mi se da je tako zapravo svaki put kroz našu karijeru, kada krene bilo kakva druga predstava, ti si opet na nuli i počinješ iz početka.
Eto, koje je neko vaše mišljenje? Šta mislite, koliko je bitno dati mladim glumcima ovako veliku priliku da se razmašu, a ne davati im samo neke sporedne uloge?
Pa ja mislim da je važno pre svega da mlad glumac na vreme donese odluku da preuzme odgovornost za sebe i za sve što radi, i da bude svestan i svog talenta i da bude svestan koliki rad je potreban da bi se nešto uradilo dobro, i kad dobije eto priliku da igra nešto veliko, da to iskoristi.
Eto, a koliko je čisto, ako mislim da bi bilo dobro za poređenje, koliko je trajao tačno rad na ovoj predstavi, pošto eto čuli smo i od direktora SKCNS Obrada Škrbića da su oni otkrili tekst negde pre 2 godine, da su tu negde krenula ta priprema, pa negde, gde ste se vi tu uključili?
Pa ne, rad je trajao, mi smo zapravo radili u 2 perioda, radili smo prvo mesec i po dana, a onda smo napravili pauzu i onda smo radili još 3 nedelje, 3-4 nedelje otprilike, tako.
Ali
taj finalni deo.
Da, ali ipak i taj rad je bio prilično intenzivan, što se vidi ovde na kraju. Eto, nekako svi na početku karijere dobiju priliku u pozorištu, da li vidite sebe i na filmu i negde drugde ili ostajete verni daskama?
Zašto da ne? Mislim, ne ograničavamo svoje želje i mogućnosti. A nekako... I to je to sad na temu i mladih što smo pričali, sve mislimo da je bitno da je u tom smislu čovjek sam preduzme inicijativu. Koliko mu se nešto snima ili ukoliko mu se glumi u pozorištu, mislim da dosta toga uz jako velik napor, trud i rad može sam sebi čovjek da omogući.
Pa što ste vi dokazali kroz promenu ono godinama, sami ste sebi stvorili taj prostor i sami ste se za njega izborili, a bez toga nema ništa.
Da.
Tako je. Živela promena.
Da.
Baš tako, mislim da je to odlična poruka za kraj.
My eye, but
Evo, meni je pripala ta čast da u studiju pozovem jednog voditelja novog kviza koji se od danas emituje na O radiju, a to je zapravo moj kolega Marko.
O, zdravo Stefan, nismo se dugo vidjeli, baš mi je čast da gostujem u emisiji Pop-up. Stvarno ne znam ko to vodi, čuo sam to neka dva potpuno sjajna tipa.
Da, ali evo sada se nalaziš u nekoj novoj ulozi pa hoćeš našim slušalcima da objasniš o čemu se radi.
Od danas, utorkom i četvrtkom na O radiju možete slušati veliki O radio kviz. A šta je nagrada velikog O radio kviza? To su kompleti karata za Exit. Imali smo otvorene prijave kod nas na sajtu, dosta se ekipa prijavilo, dosta njih je bilo ovdje kod nas u studiju, tako da će se one nadmetati ove i naredne nedelje za te komplete karata, a ono što mi tražimo od njih je određen nivo muzičkog znanja.
Zvuči sjajno, jedva čekam to da poslušam.
Pa pazi, kviz ne vodim samo ja, naravno, i ništa od ovog kviza ne bi bilo da tu nije bila i moja koleginica Anja, koja je naša muzička urednica. Zajedno smo to napravili, snimili, realizovali, pitanja smo mi smislili, tako da ako takmičarima budu preteška, mi smo krivi, znaju gdje mogu da nas nađu. Zgrada RTV je vidljiva iz čitavog grada, tako da ako smo i mi krivi za pitanja, znaju gdje smo. Ali ipak nadam se da nije toliko teško, jer takmičari neće biti prestravljeni. Traže se neke opšte činjenice uglavnom izvođačima koji nastupaju ove godine ili su već nastupali na čuvenom Exitovom Fusion Stage-u, znači malo roka, hip-hopa, repa.
Svega nešto, zvuči stvarno sjajno, radujem se, baš je čekam da poslušam, a mi sada nastavljamo sa Pop-upom.
How to find some reason to get out of here. There isn't
dođo smo mi do kraja ovog pop-upa, sad sam bio i voditelj i gost.
Svašta nešto, više uloga.
Pa za jedan...
Ne znam kako izdržavaš sve, čovječe.
E, misli ljudi da sam podvojna ličnost. Kao neki političari što ih optužuju da su podvojne ličnosti. Ali ja još nemam nikakvu funkciju osim... Ja još nemam nikakvu funkciju osim voditeljske, tako da ja mogu da bude bilo kakva ličnost.
Tako je, ti si sjajan voditelj i tu nema šta.
Ništa, drago mi je što ti to kažeš.
Normalno.
I ja to...
Ipak smo neke kolege zajedno i radimo i vodimo ovu emisiju, legendarno da ne kažem.
I nije uopšte da me hvališ samo zato što smo kolege.
Tako je, normalno.
Tako da eto, priveli smo još jedan pop-up kraju, nadam se da vam nije bilo dosadno, da vam je ovih sat vremena druženja sa mnom i sa Stefanom brzo proteklo. Mi i za narednu nedelju obećamo puno interesantnih gostiju, puno interesantnih priloga i puno, puno dobre muzike, mada toga na radiju ima za izvoz.
Pop-up, emisija o popularnoj kulturi na radiju.